is TechSense Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into a very special edition of Texans Huddle, coming to you from downtown Houston on a location at the Houston Food Bank for the 8th annual Texans Care event. Hi, everyone, I'm Patty Smith, out here at the Houston Food Bank alongside other Texans employees, Reliance Stadium employees, and a couple of Houston Texans players, including John Weeks, Garrett Graham, and Derek Newton. Everybody's out here today to help the Houston Food Bank. They've been doing this for 8 years. Hundreds of thousands of families are affected and helped through this event. And for more on all of this and everything going on out here today, we're going to send it out to our very own Drew Doherty.
The carousel room at the Houston Food Bank was the site of the 8th annual Texans Day of Caring. It's a fun event. It goes on in conjunction with Reliant Energy as well as the Houston Food Bank. Players were involved and a lot were helped in the community. You're doing some nice things. You're helping out. You're packing food boxes. How much fun is an event like this where you're with some of your teammates, you're with some folks from within the Texans organization?
It's great to be back with my fellow teammates and be back with people that support the organization with me. To come out on a day like today and give back, help out for the people of the less fortunate.
We love partnering with the Texans. I mean, we've been the naming rights sponsor for the Houston Texans for going on 11 years, and this is our 8th annual Day of Caring with the Texans. It's a great opportunity for us to come out here, get our employees involved, get the Texans employees involved, and kind of, you know, merge our efforts together in the Houston community.
Anytime we can get out, give back to the less fortunate, you know, pack up the food for them, it's definitely a good thing.
That's such a great thing about the Houston Texans as an organization. Not the players aren't just the team, they're a part of the entire organization. So they actually get out in the community and get their hands dirty and work with us as a name rights sponsor. It's a great feeling for our employees. It's a great feeling for us to, you know, to be able to partner with them as well. It's a great opportunity for us to be here, and I know we're going to change a lot of lives and make a difference in a lot of lives here in Houston.
For more on this great event, I'm joined by Amanda Cantley, the Community Development Manager for the Houston Texans. And we heard from the players, Amanda, everybody's getting involved in this, but I know this is really one of the great events that you guys do with the Houston Texans organization.
Yes, it's our 8th annual Texans Care with Reliant, and so we have over 100 volunteers out here from the Texans and Reliant. And so it's a really great day to get, you know, not only our staff, but players and cheerleaders and Pro out in the community and especially help the Houston Food Bank, who's one of our partners.
Well, and what's really kind of cool is it's not just you guys. It's not just the Texans and the players and the cheerleaders. You've combined with some of the employees at Reliant as well.
Yeah, Reliant is one of our, you know, great supporters, and we're happy to partner with them today. We've done various opportunities with them throughout the years, and so the last couple of years we've come here at the Food Bank, and it's just a really great opportunity to help a lot of needy families in the Houston community.
Well, and everybody's out here having a lot of fun. You can hear the music playing, and they're making it fun. But as you said, the people that benefit from this are the people of Houston, and really, the numbers are kind of staggering who actually benefits.
Yeah, over 137,000 families will benefit from the Houston Food Bank. And so today, you know, we're really eager to see how many meals that we can pack and really help families that need it the most.
What about the fans, the people that are sitting at home that are watching this that want to get involved, maybe want to come out and lend a helping hand? What can they
do? Yeah, the Food Bank is always needing volunteers. And so anytime that you want to come out and volunteer, you can just register online, come out to the Food Bank. They have lots of great opportunities for young professional nights and date nights and things like that. So it's a fun opportunity that anyone can come out to.
All right.
Awesome.
Great stuff. Thank you so much. Yeah. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information on that. We've got to take a time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. This isn't the only place in the community that you'll find your Houston Texans. Stay with us.
This portion of Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Houston Community College, the official education partner of the Houston Texans.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Time now for our Houston Community College Smart Decisions segment. And I'm not really sure who's actually smarter, the volunteers behind me here who are doing it in the air conditioning or the kids that chose to be outside at the NFL Play 60 camp earlier this week. Now, this camp is hosted by Hall of Fame offensive lineman Anthony Munoz, and also in attendance helping him out were a few of our very own Houston Texans.
Nice Cash, everything, man. Nice Cash, dude.
We have young men and young women out here, and it's great to partner with the NFL, with the Texans, the city of Houston. And we were here last year, our first inaugural year of doing the Play 60 character camps, and we took the Play 60 program, and I figured my son and I flew up to New York, met with the marketing staff at the league, and said, why don't we do the Play 60 program, the message of, you know, exercise, stay fit, eating well, and then we put our character component. That's how it all started last year with six cities. Of course, Houston was one of those original cities, and we're back in Houston. We're actually doing 15 cities this year.
It's a great honor, you know, being out here amongst a lot of kids. Anything you get to do something with kids is always a good time. You know, you got a lot of kids out here that don't know much about football, and just being able to educate them on the game and just interact with them, it's a huge deal.
I love it. I mean, it's amazing to see, you know, a lot of times these kids will get out here, and if you take them to a track and say, we're going to run four laps, they'll look at you like, you're nuts. We do what we call a lot of different events, exercise, in addition to teaching them some football.
But make it fun.
Exactly. It's not 100% football. But there's one drill that we do, and these kids probably run about a mile, mile and a half, without even knowing about it. We actually look at it as camouflage conditioning. So, but it's great.
Go deep, go deep. Go deep. There, go. Nice catch, Rudy!
Pretty fun. NFL Play 60, and you got one of the greatest offensive linemen ever in Anthony Munoz, and one of the best in the game right now in Dwayne Brown. How cool is this?
Man, I think it's a great opportunity. You come out here, you get a chance to get out around, you know, good guys who know how to carry themselves and who have had great character in the NFL. So it's great, man. I love the opportunity.
Yeah, what sort of stuff do you say to the kids? Do you try to impart on them?
You know, to pretty much just go out there and give it all that you got. You know, at the end of the day, if you leave everything you have out there on the football field, everything else will take care of itself. So, I mean, that's one thing I'm make sure I, you know, get across to them. Just go as hard as you can, and then let the chips fall where they may.
You know, you can't just come out and talk about it. I think you really have to live the message that you talk about. And that's what I'm thankful that I've been fortunate enough to, you know, play in the NFL for 13 years. And even now that I've been retired for a long time and an old guy, that I can, you know, still move around. Still a lot of aches and pains, but I think the key is to move around, keep your body moving. So, you know, I think that's the exciting thing for me, to travel to most of all these cities and to let these young people know that not only we're partners with the NFL and the Texans, or next week with the Tennessee Titans, and we'll do 13, but that we're out really sharing the message, and it's important to us.
And joining me now, long snapper John Weeks. Boy, a great story there. Did you ever have a chance when you were a kid to sort of hang out with an NFL player or go to a camp like that?
Yeah, I did, actually. I was living in Phoenix at the time, and a corner from the Kansas City Chiefs had a camp down at Arizona State that I went to when I was younger. And it's a great experience for all young kids to be a part of, and to get to meet a player and see what it takes to get to that level.
Of course, when you get to this level, you get to do fun things like this, come out to the Houston Food Bank. And, you know, I said the word fun, but really, they make it a lot of fun to come out here and do this.
Yeah, we're having an absolute blast out there, you know, packaging canned goods and all that good stuff. They got the music playing, a lot of people singing, having a good time, and it's a really good thing to be a part of.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this offseason. You guys just finished up mini camp, finished up OTAs. You know, from your perspective, just what have you seen out there? What do you like?
Everything's been great. I thought you know, we had a great 10 days of work, great mini camp. Everything is just going fantastic. You know, there's a lot of good things happening right now for us.
As you approach the season, and you know, you kind of got some good, a good nucleus in place. You've made some great additions. Just sort of thoughts and expectations of the 2013 season.
You know, I think the sky's the limit for this team, and I think, you know, they all know that. We all know that. It's something we expect. You know, we came up short the last 2 years, but you know, we made some good additions to our squad, and we're looking forward to this year.
Now, you're a guy, as we sit down here, we talked last year, you're a guy that likes to stay under the radar and everything, and that's kind of your job as a long snapper. But a little bit different for you this year with the addition of Shane Leckler. Just kind of how do you approach that? Is there when you're out there, kind of whether it's at these mini camps or whether it's at OTAs or going into training camp, is it kind of developing a camaraderie and getting to know this guy, or kind of how will you approach that?
Yeah, so far things with Shane have been great. He's a great person. You know, a great football player, great punter, one of the best out there, if not the best ever to do it. You know, just as a person, though, he's great, very easy to get along with. It makes my job really easy. You know, he's so good at what he does, it makes me look really good at what I do. So You know, we're getting along great. We're having a good time back there together, and we're looking forward to it this year.
You got to take some credit sometimes. Of course, Neil Racker's set some records, and you know, you're the guy that assisted with those records. Leckler obviously holds some punting records. Now you're the guy that gets to you take some pride and some credit for any of that, or are you going to continue to fly under the radar?
You know, for me, a measuring stick that I like to take is if my punter and kicker have a great year, I feel like I did something right. You know, Neil's a heck of a kicker. Neil did a lot of that himself, and Shane is going to go down as, you know, one of the best, if not the best, to ever do it. And it's more than anything just a privilege to be able to say I got to work with him and snap to him more than anything.
Well, you stay under the radar, but I'll be watching.
Thank you, man.
All right, thanks for stopping by. We've got to take another time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. Plenty more when we roll on.
This portion of Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Houston Community College, the official education partner of the Houston Texans.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside Drew Doherty here at the Houston Food Bank.
Mercy me.
Mercy me. You got to love some Marvin Gaye. You were out there at that Play 60 camp out there earlier this week, and you had a chance to catch up with Duane Brown, obviously kind of a little bit in the news this week with his coming back from his surgery. Kind of give us an update.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago, Duane Brown was pulled out of OTAs because he had to get a bone spur shaved off his right ankle. Gary Kubiak made that announcement then, said at the time he's going to be just fine. It's a maintenance surgery, if you will. On Wednesday, Duane was out at that camp, and he had good things to say. He said, I'm feeling fine. I'll be ready to go for the first day of training camp. It was hurting me a little bit when I bent down. It was something that was nagging. So we decided, now that since we have the time, let's take care of it. So Duane Brown is good, like everyone thought he was going to be.
Yeah, well, good news for the Houston Texans and the offensive line, of course. All right, staying on offense, what do you know about David Quisenberry?
He likes barbecue. He talked a lot about how his love for barbecue is being filled here in Houston, but talking football, he's versatile. He can play a lot of different positions on the line. We saw him through the course of the rookie camp, the OTAs, and the mini camp play at spots like left guard, and right tackle, which is very interesting because Brennan Williams, who was drafted ahead of him, and Derek Newton, who played at that spot last year, were both sort of vying for that job and both sort of at the top of the depth chart there. Well, now it's looking like Quisenberry and Ryan Harris, who also played a lot last year with the Texans, are going to be in the mix as well. So he's going to get his chance, and he's a guy that the Texans were absolutely ecstatic that they were able to get in that spot so late in the draft. And it's going to be fun to see how he develops because they definitely see a future with him on this football team in a starting role even. And it might come as soon as this year at right tackle, might come down the line at some other spot on the line.
Yeah, well, definitely, as you said, the Texans are very excited about this kid. You and I both talked to General Manager Rick Smith right after the draft. He thought this kid could be the diamond in the rough, and I had a chance to sit down and get to know him a little bit. Take us back to draft day. Sort of take me through it, kind of the day for you and your reaction to being drafted by the Texans.
It was a great day. It was the final day of the draft. I was at my house in San Diego with some friends and family, and we finally got the call. Yeah, it seemed like it had been forever on these 3 days, but when it finally came, it was, nothing else really mattered, and everyone celebrated, and it was a good time.
What did you know about the Houston Texans, or what were your thoughts about coming here?
My first thought was, this is a really good team, and my second thought was, man, I love that fact that they're good, and we're going to be a contender for years to come, and I can help the team win a lot of games.
I talked to General Manager Rick Smith after the draft and kind of just had him sort of grade the overall draft and kind of break it all down, and you were the name that he kind of threw out there as one of the guys he was most excited about as to where he drafted you and what you could bring to this team. How does that make you feel, kind of knowing how the organization looks at you and how excited they were to have you here?
Well, it's humbling, it's motivating, it's exciting. I really appreciate it, and I think a lot of it's true. I think I can really help the team win some games. I think I can really help the offensive line, and I'm happy to be here.
What are the, you know, the strengths? I mean, what do you see you can bring to this team? And I guess how long or what kind of impact can you have from a time standpoint?
You know, I'm just looking at to be an offensive lineman that's dependable week in and week out. Every single player of the game, every single player of practice, you know, guy that that the team can depend that he's going to get the job done.
Is there anybody out there that you've sort of kind of, you know, we were just talking to like DeAndre Hopkins, he's kind of aligned himself with Andre Johnson. Anybody, Dwayne Brown, or anybody that's sort of taken you under their wing or that you're kind of trying to follow around a little?
I mean, when you have guys like that, like Dwayne Brown, that you can look at, you know, every day, you know, if not the best, you know, one of the best tackles in the league, you travel in on camp for them.
Tell us a little bit about you off the field. What kind of things you do? What kind of?
You know, I like all kinds of things. I grew up surfing in San Diego. I really like to barbecue with my friends. I like to fish. I like to shoot skeet. I like to hang out by the pool. You know, just real laid back and like to have lots of laughs.
All right, we've got to take one more time out here on Texans Huddle. No bull, it's time. But when we come back, we'll be back with one of our favorite segments.
The Facebook mailbag. And this guy, he doesn't have internet access where he, I guess, stays or is penned up. But, yeah, he would probably send in a letter if he could.
I think he would. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Time now for one of our favorite segments, Facebook Mailbag, where you, the fans, get to write in to Facebook, and Drew Doherty and Mark Vandermeer will answer your questions. But I've got Drew here, so you're not going to be able to partake.
I know, but sticking with the music thing that we got going on and the solid gold classics, I'm not going to say oldies, but solid gold classics, Mark Vandermeer, if a man could be two places at one time, that kind of fits what he's doing right now. This is the Facebook Mailbag.
Thank you, Drew. I know you guys are out there for a great cause, but I'm here at Reliance Stadium in air-conditioned comfort and loving every minute of it. Let's get to the Facebook Mailbag, and I've got it for you solo this week. First question comes from Jerry McKay, and Jerry wants to know what the toughest game on the schedule is this year, in our opinion. Well, Jerry, it's San Francisco on the road. San Francisco, the number one power-rated team heading into the season in the National Football League. And I know Baltimore won the Super Bowl, but they took many losses going into the season. A lot of people think it's going to be difficult for them to get back. The other thing is, you never know how a schedule is going to play out. Chicago looked really tough last year, and it was, but the Texans won it. Denver as well. Texans won that game. Who would have thought the Texans would go deep into overtime to beat Jacksonville and Detroit for that matter? But that's what it took to win those particular games. Next question on the Facebook mailbag comes from Alfredo. Hey, guys, how special teams looking this year? Are we going to be better? We weren't that great last year. Well, Alfredo, I think that Keyshawn Martin will still play a big role in the return game. Maybe just punts, though. Maybe they get somebody else to return kickoffs. Remember this guy, Deji Kareem, against the Texans? Well, he's on the roster right now entering training camp. And don't forget about Alan Bonner as well, who might factor in the kick return game. So there are many different ways to go. And the other aspect is this. Healthy linebackers mean a lot of those special teamers who were banged up last year in the roles that you really don't talk about much, but they factor in big. They're going to be healthy this year going into the season, and that should really help out Joe Marciano and also Coach Ligg, who has been added to the roster as a special teams assistant, Bob Ligashevsky. Next question on the Facebook mailbag, Zane and David. We're going to hybrid their question here. Will DeAndre Hopkins immediately start for the Houston Texans? I would say the answer is yes, he's going to start. I still wouldn't be surprised, though, if Keyshawn Martin catches more passes than DeAndre Hopkins for some reason, because he just might be a more reliable, consistent go-to guy. But I think Hopkins is going to make some sensational plays. He's shown a great ability to catch the football from all sorts of different angles, presents a large target for Matt Schaub. It's going to be fun to watch Hopkins develop. Final question on the Facebook mailbag this week comes from Jordan. What's the plan at quarterback if Matt Schaub doesn't perform early? Well, Jordan, the plan is from Matt Schaub to perform early and often this season. He's your starter. He's a two-time Pro Bowler. He's your guy. I mean, I think if Schaub gets hurt, obviously you go to T.J. Yates. Maybe Case Keenum's able to win that backup job, but when push comes to shove, you have to like T.J. Yates. He's played in this league before. I still think, though, Schaub being healthy, coming into the second season following that bad foot injury that cost him the remainder of 2011, should be good to go and back in top form at the start of the season. You have to hope he stays upright for the entire campaign. That's the mailbag.
Great stuff as always. Well, be sure to be with us next week as we continue our summer Texans Huddle road tour coming to you from the Houston Zoo. Lots of great stuff. Mark Vandermeer will be with me the whole time. So we should have a lot of fun out there, and we hope to see you on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Have a great week, everyone.